me and my brother has talked to many a time that nobody in our family has ever died of a heart attack, and know if you can die with
him. What was that?
And I know I heard him say that the closest he coming to having a heart attack was the time that old dog jumped up on him down in front of the old Roy house, and he thought it was a bear. And fell, it was a mile from there up to the house, and he said he went just as, and when he got to the house, their mama, of course back them days there, I guess he had the door locked or something there, but anyway, it wasn't open. He made three trips around the house, he just fell in the house because the old hound was right with him. Licked him in the face.
I probably thought it was a game.
He was. I've heard my daddy talk about it lots of times, laugh about it, that Alice and the bear.
Well, it's 10 o'clock and I had mentioned you people.
Well, like I enjoy
get
it,
on
man.
My way.
I
would
it.
Really like very much to be back if
as far as I know, man, as far as I know, unless something come up unexpected,
okay,
Dad,
well,
you're welcome to come out again tomorrow night.
Really appreciate it. I'll be Ellen's.
All right,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. That's just about balanced, I think. I found my voice was stronger than yours. That's I don't have this thing set up to record me, so something was wrong. That's I think a good balance. We can forget about it. I wish I was leaving last night and the tape recorder was off. Some things I'd like to get back on. Do you remember your comment about your grandfather and the fire?
Oh, you mean my great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather.
I don't know. I just heard my daddy relate the story on to me there that it was, in other words, one great-granddaddy lived on one hill and it was a branch bottom, and then the other lived on the other hill. And anyway, one of them run out of, in other words, they kept a fire the year round because the means of fire, I mean, for making fire was limited there. But anyway, one of them run out of fire and he went across at night there, or about dark there, to the other one and borrowed a log of fire. And on his way back, he ran into a panther. And he said that this panther would scratch a hole in the ground and would scream similar to a woman. And he didn't know what to do, but anyway, my daddy said that he held the fire between him and the voice of the panther and backed a half a mile to the house until he got into the house. Mm-hmm. And that's the way he escaped that
scare off
that accident. That.
Mm-hmm. I've read that they really were a threat to early.
Well, now,
what they call a panther, I don't know. It's
this, what we call a panther was a black-looking thing similar to a, not a wildcat, but a lynx or something like that. In other words, it wasn't as big as a tiger or a lion, but I mean, it was.
Or even as big as a mountain lion in the West.
It was big. It was capable of killing a human being. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. It was capable of killing a human being. And whether he would have even attacked my great granddaddy, I don't know. But I mean, he didn't take no chances.